Life on the Moon.
For Susan Rains. This story starts at the National Air and Space Museum in our nation's capital, with me and Lucy taking the beginner space quiz, and Richie, and Tommy, her little boy, running wild all over the place, while Darnell held on tight to my hand. I guess I ought to say something about the Air and Space Museum. I don't know if you've been there or not. It is a huge, beautiful building, all glass and concrete, with real planes hanging from its high ceiling and rockets and things all over the place. Then you can go in any of the exhibits and learn about something in particular, hot air balloons, World War I, you name it. Wilbur and Orville Wright's plane, the first one, hangs right up at the front where you go in. And it is so tiny, you can't imagine how it ever got off the ground. It's the littlest thing in the whole museum. But anyway, this museum is like the biggest room you ever saw, full of color and noise and flight. It made Richie and Tommy crazy, like they wanted to fly themselves. They wouldn't stay with us or watch any of those programs all the way through. "Let them go," Lucy said, which I did, because there wasn't anything else to do, no point to try to keep them if they wouldn't stay. Now, this museum had another effect on Darnell, more like it had on me. It made a hunch of shoulders and press real hard against my side. And me? It made me want to shrink, too, pull in my feet and arms for fear they would touch something foreign and cold and made of some material you never would find on this earth, something slimy you didn't know what it was. At the same time, it made my head sort of float up off my body, the way I get in malls ever since Lonnie left me. Like I was talking and hearing myself talk at the same time, or walking and watching myself walk, or taking the space quiz with Lucy and watching myself do it while I did. First thing we did was press the button that said minimum difficulty. The square...